Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, oh, oh. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Need a little help, y'all. Yes, need a little help. Say it, boy.
Need some help, y'all.
Change the world what it used to be. Do it alone.
Do it alone.
Need some help, yeah.
Need some help, yeah.
Tell me now,
wonder what you tell me now.
Oh, fire!
wake up, y'all. Come on. You preachers, stop preaching what you teach. Teach the truth. Wake up, preachers.
Awesome and wonderful evening of November 27, 2023. What a wonderful and awesome day it is today. Grateful and thankful to still yet be alive and still be married to such a wonderful, awesome, magnificent man of valor that I'm able to call my husband on our 27th wedding anniversary today. Yes, we do not sleep, we do not slumber when it comes to doing the work of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. There has to be something that has been prepared within season for hopefully each and every one of you to gain from as we go through this next hour. We're grateful and thankful for your presence, thanking you in advance for following along with us, praying with us and for us, and just standing in agreement with the opening prayer as we come with it to usher in the Holy Spirit, because there's nothing that we can do that would allow us an opportunity to be quiet on God and to not usher in the Holy Spirit to be our lead and our guide. Just want to say publicly to the man of my life, Mr. Jesse Storr, happy 27th anniversary to you, my handsome husband, grateful and thankful to have been experiencing so many wonderful years with you. Grateful for the three wonderful children that God gifted out of our loins to come forward into this life, and thanking him for the bonus three children that I received as well. And I'm just looking forward to our message on tonight. Just grateful and thankful how we will continue to discuss the value of anniversary. The value of anniversary. So most gracious and most heavenly Father, I just want to personally say thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for another day. Thank you for another opportunity to be able to recognize, know, and understand the importance of serving you, the importance of putting you first in all that we do, whether it's in our marriages, whether it's on our workforce, whether it is what relationships between parents and children. I thank you, Lord, because you allow us to lean and depend on you. I thank you for the 27 wonderful years that you blessed Jesse and I with. We thank you that no matter what challenges came our way, we became overcomers. We understand that we are victorious in all that we do because we serve a mighty God. I want to say thank you, Lord, for just allowing me this opportunity to be able to be present tonight, to be able to be grateful and thankful, to be amongst our listening audience, to thank them for the time that they are allowing themselves an opportunity to come on and hear a word in season. I pray tonight, Lord God, that whatever it is that these awesome, powerful, strong, God-fearing men and women that have come to be a part of our Blog Talk Radio show tonight, I pray blessings on top of blessings for them, Lord God. And from the bottom of my heart, I just want to say thank you, Lord, for leading, guiding, and directing some great people in our lives, Father, where we can share one to another, where we can be there to support each other, to love on each other. I pray on tonight, Lord God, that you help us all have a better understanding of the things that we need to do. I thank you on tonight, Lord God, that as we think about anniversary, and in particular, Lord God, the value of anniversary, that you will give us an opportunity to cherish each year that you gift us and bless us with in holy matrimony. I thank you on tonight, Lord God, that you will allow another couple that might be under the sound of our voices that will recognize no one understands the importance of a marriage. I had an opportunity even to speak to a friend of mine today, and she was telling me of someone that, Lord God, that's going through a divorce, someone that I never would have thought would have potentially be going through a divorce because they just from the outside looked like they had it all together and things were going well for them. But on this night, I want to take an opportunity just to pray for all couples that are going through challenges, that are feeling like they're ready to throw in the towel with their marriages. I pray tonight that you give them the ability to have the tenacity to fight on and do the things that they need to do by seeking your face, your guidance, your counsel to be the best spouse on this side of heaven. Therefore, Lord God, allowing them an opportunity to be together till death do them part. I pray tonight, Lord God, that you would continue to go and give us all a better understanding of our roles and help us understand what it takes to have 60 and 50 years of marriages. Thank you for Jimmy and Rosalind Carter, Lord God, a president that stood on, Father, biblical principles, a president that continued to give back through humanitarian efforts. I thank you that you would be with him as I know he is mourning, Lord God, the loss of his beautiful bride after so many years that has been there to support him. And I just want to say thank you, Lord, for just allowing us to see such an awesome and wonderful couple live out such a wonderful life. I pray today, Lord God, that you would be with all couples, that one of the spouses may have gone on home to be with you and left one here that is just struggling because they had their lifelong partner apart from this earth that we know is temporary, because one day they will see each other again in our heavenly home, Father, that will be eternity. I thank you on tonight, Lord God, that you would help us all be the best individuals that we can be. Let us show love and let us be able to be there to support one another in the good times and in the bad times. I thank you on tonight, Lord God, that we're going to always trust, lean, and depend on you, because we know you're the author and the finisher of all that we do, including our faith. And so on tonight, we exercise our faith to believe that you have great things in store for us. And so I pray, Lord God, for many more years, Father, that you will allow Jesse and I the opportunity to be able to be in holy matrimony and be together. And I thank you that there will be great days. Our ladder will be better. And I thank you, Lord God, that you will give us an opportunity to just strive, Father, to do all we can to make one another happy. As we go through the value of anniversary, it allows us to go back and reminisce and look at where we've come from the beginning to now. And I want to say thank you for the ride, Lord God. It's been a wonderful ride with my husband, to the point where I'm able to be able to appreciate the good and the bad, to be able to respect and be there to support and be there to love on him in the manner in which you have called me to do. As always, Lord, I want to personally say thank you for the listening audience to be here and be present, to be in agreement, because we understand and know that where two or more are gathered together, we call upon your mighty name, that you're definitely in the midst. Holy Spirit, thank you for your presence being with us tonight. Be our mouthpiece. Allow us to remove self, and you take over everything we say, do, and touch. Just want to say thank you once again for the many blessings that will be upon the man of the hour, Minister Jesse Storr as he brings a word in season on the value of anniversary. I love you, Lord. I thank you, and I appreciate you for allowing me to come before the throne once again on today. In Jesus' mighty name I pray, amen, amen, and amen to the glory of God.
Amen. One more time, let the church say amen and praise God. Welcome once again to Omega Ministry Group Monday Night Blog Talk. I am in the studio this evening, and perhaps you have gathered. My queen is on the way to the studio, on the way here. We praise God for that beautiful intro and beautiful prayer, praying that God would continue to allow angels to bring her on to the crib, as they say back in the day. I mean, there are many things that we look at when we think in terms of anniversaries, but the fundamental is that anniversaries are designed for reflection and future pursuits. And when we have an opportunity to reflect, to commemorate, and to think about what a particular day represents, we are blessed oftentimes beyond measure, that we can yet not even begin to understand. So we praise God for that sincerely. And when you look fundamentally at anniversary, so much of the world is made up that way, but we, for whatever reason, that are in this world that we call marriage, sometimes we forget at how effective the celebration of anniversary could be. One thing we want to do out of the box is try to define anniversary. It's not always what we may or may not think it is. It could be that year and that day when you first were married. It could be the day you met. So it could be a multitude of opportunities, and we should take advantage of each one of them to just celebrate. But an anniversary is a special date that commemorates or remembers a specific event that occurred on the same date in the past. Quite often it's associated with important milestones, such as a marriage, wedding, that is, birth, the founding of a company, or any number of significant moments in someone's life. An anniversary serves as a way to acknowledge and celebrate the passage of time and accomplishments or meaningful experiences associated with that event. So anniversaries are very important because they provide this opportunity to reflect, to appreciate, and oftentimes to reconnect. Anniversaries allow individuals and couples to reflect on their journey, the challenges that have been overcome, and the growth that yet need to be experienced. And anniversaries can also serve as a reminder to cherish and to prioritize relationships, as they offer a chance to celebrate the love, the commitment, and shared experiences that have been built over time. It's a time to honor the past while looking forward and nurturing the future. Unfortunately, anniversaries are a way to celebrate. Ultimately, anniversaries are a way to celebrate and reaffirm the value and significance of important moments in our lives. Someone, you know, should rightfully ask the question, why is it important, especially for married couples, to celebrate anniversaries? What's the big deal? You see each other every day, so why do you need to put in an extra effort when an anniversary comes? If you're doing it on that day, or if you agree on a day before and or a day after, why is it important? It's important because it really reinforces this special milestone to commemorate the commitment and love you have for each other. It provides an opportunity for all of us to reflect on our journey together, appreciate the growth and experiences that we have shared, and reaffirm our bond. It's a time to express gratitude for all the joys and challenges that we may go through. It's another chance to cherish moments, to strengthen emotional connections, and rekindle, quite honestly, the flame of romance. By acknowledging and celebrating anniversaries, married couples can nurture their relationship, communicate their love, and care for each other, and create lasting memories, especially in this digital world that we live in, Truso. And so it's important that we understand, as Tammy mentioned, we're having an anniversary today. Now, we actually went and celebrated a few days before, simply because 27 years ago when we were married, it was on Thanksgiving, and Thanksgiving then was the 27th. But we know Thanksgiving is not always on the same day every year. It's not always on a Thursday, but not always the same calendar year. And one of the things that, you know, we have done and started doing many years ago was to have an anniversary on that date. And I remember a few years back, our children, literally, if we would not be gone on Thanksgiving, they wanted to celebrate Thanksgiving with us. And so we acquiesced and we said, okay. And I'm not saying we shouldn't have done it, but we did it. And over the course of time, we even changed that a little bit more and said we were going to do something even different from that. But we haven't so far. Part of that was also going to be going and visit Tammy's mother. Even though you could say we were sharing that anniversary, it was still, we was anniversarying, because we still would come back and go somewhere before or after, because it was a date. But the spirit of anniversary is what we wanted to capture. Not be so religious to the date, but to make sure we never lost sight of the spirit of anniversary. And now we have to set, once we are married, how we want to do anniversaries. I mean, and what we want to make some of them special. We want to celebrate something special in the 5th year, the 10th year, the 15th, 20th, 25th, 30th, and so on. But we want to do something like that. And we can come up with different ways and different ideas that would give us some additional benefit. And I'm going to tell you, Tammy and I, we've chatted about this. If there was a mistake we made over time, it was failing to adequately document at that moment, that year, in a digital format or whatever, that particular year. And so we're going back now and attempting to recapture some of those moments and some of those anniversaries, because they're so valuable. Because guess what? We do mature. We do age. And sometimes we literally forget how much fun and how much happiness and what kind of value we receive from anniversary. And there are so many ways that we can celebrate together. And I'll just share with you some of those things that we have done over time and over those particular year intervals. I won't give you what we did particular in a particular year, but I'll just give in general things that we've done that you could apply at any moment in time in your particular situation. You know, you could have, for example, a romantic getaway to a destination that you both always wanted to visit. I remember years back, it wasn't our fifth or whatever, I can't remember exactly now. I think it was it was in the middle somewhere. But Tammy wanted to go to Hawaii, so on her 40th birthday, That's what we did. We went to Hawaii, went over to Maui, things like that, I'm saying. If there are things that maybe you wanted to do that also can allow you to get them accomplished, but you do them and you never forget them. So, of course, we never forget the fun that we had there. Then years later, we would go back and take all of our children as well, and they also had a great time. So anniversary is about doing things the way you want to do. It could be just simply a fancy restaurant you're having dinner, or it could be something as simple as peanut butter, cheese, and crackers on a picnic in a scenic destination. We've done that as well. I can remember sometimes even now, we just say, let's have a picnic. We'll have a picnic in the bed. We're just going to watch a movie, and we're just going to have a picnic. And we just create a picnic basket and just enjoy a movie, just doing something that simple yet so profound. You may decide that you want to create some kind of photographic memory together. We've done that to where when you get together, you sit down, you go back over the pictures, and you got to crop them out. You got to put some titles on them, different things that you do together that brings back so many memories. Sometimes you may decide on the 10th, 15th, or 20th, you may say, hey, let's go back and have a second honeymoon. Revisit the place that you went for your original honeymoon or where you were first married. Doesn't matter. Organize a surprise party to celebrate with one or the other, and especially if the marriage date is close to one or the other birth dates. How about always consistently sending a heartfelt letter, a text message, an email, even in this digital world? And you don't have to wait for an anniversary to do that. Each day then can be. What I'm saying and what we're saying is something that we've got to consistently build up, something that we've got to consistently be thinking about. Are you planning maybe perhaps a special date night, a surprise activity that you know your spouse will enjoy? And sometimes, yes, we may have to get a little uncomfortable. I'm working on one that I know my spouse wants to do, and I'm going to give in to it, I believe, because I know she wants to do it and she would enjoy doing it. So I'm thinking about it real strong. You may want to have someone make a special piece of artwork. I mean, one or both of spouses may have a love for jewelry, and so there may be a piece. You may know somebody that does some great work. They may not be a renowned gemologist or jewelry or whatever, but they have creativity. They just haven't been discovered per se. So you may go and get something done special that you know is going to be creative and it will be unique because it's being done by someone that hasn't blown up, as they say right now. How about planting the tree together that you can then nurture over time? I know one thing, we didn't plant any trees. I'm going to be honest with you. The other day, we were looking at all the trees around here, and we were saying, instead of thinking the trees was a blessing because they were, when it came to the summer and providing shade and all of that, now that they've grown up and caused so much trouble with leaves and leaves and leaves and more leaves and more leaves, we said, hey, we should have been cutting these trees down when we moved here 27 years ago. So sometimes what may be beneficial in a particular part of your marriage may later on become a nuisance that you look back and say, wow, we should have been having a tree cutting exercise every year for some of these trees now that have grown to just tower over our home. And you may at some point, maybe who knows, in that 20th year, 25th year, 30th year, 50th, so like many do, renew your vows. You know, maybe in the same wedding destination, or perhaps one or the other wanted to have a wedding someplace else. And maybe the second time of renewing the vows, you go to that destination. You do that. Take a dream vacation. You know, keep working on your bucket list. What is it? Put together a bucket list together on an anniversary and say, hey, share some of the things that we want to do before we are all finished in this particular dispensation. Always, always have a date night. Plan it if you can, but if you can't, sometimes I'll be honest, we like for it to be extemporaneous, that it just be something that happens. And instead of planning so much, we just then just do it. And I know one of the things that I know my queen wants me to do is to go on a cruise with her. And so I'm going to say publicly tonight on our anniversary that, all right, I'm in agreement. We're going to plan it. First time we'll make it a short one. We'll make it real long. But since I know you want to go on a cruise, I'll make a commitment with you to go on a cruise. And we'll do one that's, like I said, I don't want to do no 3 weeks, a month, a week, and all of that the first time around. We'll do a short one, but it'll be nice. So we'll get together and begin to plan that, to make it happen. And I know sometimes when we are married, in addition to our wedding anniversaries, there may be birthdays that come up or coincide with the same years where a person, you know, your husband or your wife, your spouse may be becoming 30 or 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, whatever. And those should be combined as special years. And I know my queen has a special one coming up next year. And we really got a plan to do something truly, truly special to celebrate that upcoming event. I won't put it all out over the airways and what it is, but it is related to a specific birthday. And so we're going to look forward to making something special out of that particular birthday. Now, we also may have, these are some things that many people do, but if you haven't been doing it, I would suggest you do it. Again, write down, exchange love letters, you know, send texts. I mean, begin to record and write down things that you do together so you'll be able to read about them 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 20 years from now. I have a set of cards, and I know, Sammy, you have a set as well. And every now and then, I'll go back and I'll sit down, and I'll go through those cards. They'll be like reminders. These are some of the words that were captivating when you may have been, as they say, courting, or when you were in the pursuit thereof. So don't throw those cards away. Don't throw those letters away. As a matter of fact, those are things that years down the road you may give to your children or your children's children, so they'll know indeed how you were chatting with each other many years ago. So don't throw those things away that you write down. Some kind of way you may copy your text, put them over in a document, put a date on it. And again, keep it so you can use it in the years down the road. You know, there's a beautiful thing to do also is to just take a walk together. That could happen at any time. We had a chance last week to walk together. And again, as you mature over the years, things change. You may not even walk as far as fast as it did in the past. But it doesn't matter. Just the mere fact that you're walking makes it fun. There was a couple that was in front of us that came up behind us, and they were walking. And when they first started, it didn't appear like they were walking that fast, to be quite honest. But after we looked up, they were so far ahead and walking so fast that I had to remind, you remember them, I reminded her, I said, well, it's not how fast you walk. I said, because if we cover the same distance, we're going to burn up the same calories. But, of course, I remember you saying that, you remember, said, but yeah, we would have more time to do some of the other things that we want to do. So it's a trade-off. You walk faster, you will have more time. You walk slower, it's not like you're going to have any less burning of calories. But just find your balance as you do these things together. Just find your balance. Now, there are many ideas that you could share. You could write down and just do a little brainstorming yourself on what you want to do when it comes to anniversary. The most important thing to do is to choose activities that hold significance to both of you and your spouse and reflect the unique story of your marriage. That's what you want to make sure you take advantage of. That's what I want to make sure you do, because when you do, great things happen. You're going to have a great time together, and all things are going to work together good. So we want to encourage you tonight to make sure you're doing that. And when you take care of that, you're taking care of each other. We're going to take a short pause and come back and complete this conversation. And we praise God and thank God for your presence this evening and all of the things that are going on in your life. And we pray that God will continue to bless you richly in all things. We'll be right back after this short, short break. May God bless you. May God keep you in all things. All right? If I can get my system here to work. Seem to be the studio want to not work with me for a moment. Don't know what that is all about. We've had some trouble in the past couple of weeks on getting the system right. Don't know what it is and what's causing that situation. Conversation, but we have not been able to get them to get it corrected. So I guess we won't go to a break here, because I cannot seem to get the studio to cooperate. So let me see if I can refresh and it'll cooperate. So I got to refresh in. Excuse me one moment. Let me see if this refresh is working. Hold on. Well, it looks like it's not going to work, so we're just going to keep it rolling. And keep moving tonight. We're moving to phase two of our presentation. I was going to play this really, really nice song, but I'll do that the next time. Don't know what's going on. My system seems to have frozen up completely. Don't know what's causing that, why it's doing it, but I think I still can be heard. So as long as I still can be heard, we can continue on with the process. Someone asked a question recently, why is it important for us to make sure that we have these memories? And the most powerful response that I've heard anyone give to that question is because, and this seems so simple, yet it's so profound, out of sight, out of mind. Meaning that we don't realize that oftentimes if we are not willing to actually go through the process of remembering, if we're not willing to go through the process of making sure that we review, that we go through, that we make an effort to repeat and to revisit those things that have happened to us, then we also stand at a reason, at a point of being able to forget what's happened in the past. And that's why it's so vitally important for us to have anniversaries, why it's so vitally important for us to be able to go back and remember, to go back and revisit, to go back and retell, to go back and rehearse all of those things that have happened to us over the course of our lives. And so that's why we oftentimes encourage couples to make sure they have some kind of way of revisiting, some kind of way of reviewing those things that are important to them. And when they do so, they'll be amazed. Oftentimes they are amazed at the blessings that they receive in return. Let's just digress for a moment and think about it. When we are able to experience something that's vitally important to us and what it does and how it does it in terms of giving us assurance or giving us a feeling of confidence when it comes to our spouse. When we know and when we understand spouse is just as committed to us by virtue of what we're doing and we're just as committed to them, it seems like something happens that's more powerful than we even can imagine and we even can begin to understand. So that's why tonight, you know, we're doing our best to encourage you not to feel that whatever you do in terms of memories, whatever you do in terms of making sure that you all are experiencing some very powerful memories, whatever that may be, don't belittle it. I mean, one of the things, now I'm going to move to the challenging side of these anniversaries. One of the worst things we can do is to not be appreciative of each other. You know, that's a challenge over the course of time. We often find that one of the challenges that we have is that we find spouses that they're not appreciative of what another spouse may desire to do or want to do. And because they're not appreciative, it causes some concerns in the relationship. So we always share with each other and with others. Don't let that be part of your reality. Do everything you can, everything in your power to make sure that you are edifying, to make sure that you are building up, to make sure that you are doing things that would allow your spouse to feel edified, to feel good, to feel confident about what you are bringing to these memorial situations, because they are indeed vitally important. They're so important because if we didn't have those, how would we be able to recognize and reinforce and show others and show our children just how vitally important it is for a husband and a wife to be able to remember, to be able to reflect, to be able to then focus on the vision they also have for the future. See, one of the things that we did this past week as well was sit down and talked about the future, talked about those things we desire to achieve in the future. Because when we think about achieving things in the future, when we think about those things that we want to see be accomplished, we have to go then and make sure we're doing things today that's going to allow those things to become realities tomorrow. Those things are not going to happen by themselves. It's going to all of us, all spouses, to be willing to go and do everything they can to be of assistance in their marriages, to be willing in their marriages to stress, to strain, to innovate, to cultivate, to isolate if necessary themselves, to become everything they need to be as a person so they can become fit to be that person, that perfect spouse. Now, perfect may be too strong a word, but remember, that's what we are all reaching for, that we become that good, acceptable, perfect will of God. And as we desire and as we attempt to become the good, acceptable, perfect will of God, one of the people that will benefit most from that transformation is indeed our spouse. And so we thank God for that reality, that when we do something, we're going to have a situation to where our spouses will be blessed. And as our spouses are blessed, you know, we too will be blessed, because we're bringing the blessing in. And there's such a thing as reciprocation, that the reciprocal fact of the matter is that when we give, we will receive. The same thing holds true in our marriages. So we have to give when it comes to these moments of anniversary. We must not sit back and think always it's going to be one side, or think that, oh, you got to do that and I'm just going to be the recipient. No, no. We have to work together. We have to pursue together. We have to execute together and enjoy together. Sure, there may be one spouse or the other that has a greater level of creative ability, that God has given them the ability to see things and to do things that's perhaps different from the other. But regardless of that, we still must maintain a high level of regard, a high level of respect for each other. Because when we do that, again, great things happen. And we begin to see life from such a different point of view. So I just want to encourage all of us to know and to understand, regardless of where you are in your marriage, regardless of what you've been doing in years past, we're at a point in time now where you need to be creative and seeking ways to celebrate anniversary of all sorts. I mean, there are some major anniversaries that's not relating to marriage that we seem to get off on more than our marriages. And I'm just to say it like this. Nothing should be more important. Nothing should be more valuable than celebrating and commemorating your marriage. Yet sometimes we allow Thanksgiving, we allow Christmas, we allow Mother's Day, Father's Day to a smaller extent, birthdays, all of those other days. We allow those days to become more prevalent in our lives. And that shouldn't happen, because the number one relationship we have and should have is that relationship of marriage. That's the number one. But some kind of way we have gotten it twisted to where sometimes we make a mama, we make a father, a brother, a sister, an activity, an organization, something, and we'll put a front of our spouse. That's got to stop. That doesn't mean you don't do that, but it just means that you cannot have your spouse thinking, feeling, or believing that they are not number one in your life, because they should be number one. That's how God created it, that husband and wife, when they will come together and they become that one flesh, comes your number one. And you should want to do everything. I'm going to stop and reflect for a moment to give you a real life example that today we are being reminded of. You know, Rosalind Carter has passed on, has transitioned back. And one of the things I believe all of us will say is that she and the former president, Jimmy Carter, they had anniversary. They did so many things together. And I'm going to say it openly and in public. I have a great level of respect for former President Carter and his queen. Great level of respect. He was a president that was maligned, a president that was talked about, a president whose intellect was challenged. And he did everything he could to get Israel and Egypt and others in the Middle East to come to the table. I mean, he wrote a book on Palestine and Israel where he said that the apartheid there was worse than the apartheid in South Africa. He took a lot of flack for that. But one thing I know, his queen stood right there side by side with him, saying that if Jimmy said it and Jimmy believes it, then that's it. And see, I contrast that with the time when a neighbor, former neighbor of ours, Herman Cain, was running for the president of the United States himself and running as a Republican. And he got caught up into this situation where this young lady was discovered some kind of way. And she supposedly said that, oh, he inferred, or she felt uncomfortable when he used certain words in the conversation they were having. And I remember the next day when his wife was asked that question, what do you think about this? And her answer was somewhere, I'm paraphrasing along the lines, well, that's not the Hermie I know, and I'd be upset too. I mean, it was a very weak answer, is my point. And instead of her saying, well, there's no way that was my husband, my spouse, my man, whatever words you want to use, it's no way. Then I'm sure he and his supporters would have felt, hey, she got his back 100%, 100. Even if any of it had any element of truth, it was going to be a situation of where she was going to be backing him up 100%. It didn't happen. And I said then to Tammy, I said, he's going to resign. And the next day, he resigned downtown Atlanta because of that interview that had taken place. And, of course, he came back with the classic comments about, I'm bowing out because I don't want my family to be exposed to all of these innuendos and witch hunts and all of that. And see, that was a disconnect right there. It may seem minor, may seem small, but that's a detail that if we're going to be going into public office, that we need to have agreement on between husband and wife. That, hey, if somebody come out accusing me of something, I need you to stand up and take care of my back so I know unequivocally that you're going to believe me and you're going to support me. Because you're going to get so many things that take place, so many things that happen when you're in that type of arena, that you don't need a spouse that's going to be wishy-washy or a spouse that's not going to be willing to stand in the gap, even though if standing in the gap, they may be standing up for something that may not be fully truthful. But, hey, they're going to stand in the gap and they're going to support you. I know that may sound contradictory, but it's really not. The bottom line is at the end of the day, you want the confidence to know that your spouse believes in you. And you're not looking to do anything wrong, but they'll create so many possibilities, the inference thereof, that perhaps there was. They'll use words that never will defame you, never slander you, but they're words that still will cause some element of questioning about you. So we just pray tonight that you understand anniversary is so valuable, it's so pertinent, it's so necessary, and that we as people, we must come to understand that. And the one day that I want to suggest to the women as they look at their planning for 24, you know, hopefully if you are blessed, you have a husband. Hopefully if you're blessed, you have a son. Hopefully if you're blessed, you have perhaps a brother. Hopefully if you're blessed, perhaps you have an uncle, a grandfather. But it's some man that's part of your family that you may take it upon yourself this coming year in 2024 to say, I'm going to do something unique and different. I'm going to make an effort to get to them in a way like I've never done before. And I'm going to edify them and I'm going to lift them up, because we get beat down so often as men. But that you're going to take the challenge and take tonight this charge and say, hey, I'm going to make sure I'm guilty of building up my spouse. I'm guilty of building up my father, my grandfather, my brothers, my cousins, my nephews, my neighbors, my nephews. I'm going to be found guilty of saying nice things about them. I'm going to look for things to say. And let's see what takes place. Because I believe even when it's not a spouse, and we speak words of encouragement, and we speak words that build up and does not tear down, that we'll be surprised the value and the power of taking that approach and taking that position. So we really pray tonight that you understand the value of anniversary. And I just pray tonight also that you forgive me for not being able to get back to my studio on my system. I don't know what happened, why it happened, but it just frozen up. But I believe we still have the audio, so we praise God. So we give God glory and honor. As I look up and see, we're getting close to that time to close it out. I want to close this with maybe some final comments on what you can do to make sure that you're doing everything you can to advance the principles and the philosophy of kingdom living and doing those things that God has called us to do. So we praise God and thank God for you tonight, and we want to encourage you. And when you have an opportunity, share your story. Share your story. Be calm and cool about it and collected, but share with someone else an example of what God has done for you. Because the more we can become effective at sharing what God has done for us, the more effective we will become at bringing others into the kingdom of the living God. Father, we praise you tonight. We thank you. Father, we don't know what happened to the audio or what happened to the ability to manipulate the system about 10 minutes ago, but we pray that whatever we share tonight will, Father, not go out and return void, but it will indeed accomplish all that it's been asked to do. And we pray for each and every one, Father, that's in the sound of my voice, those that are alive and those that are in the archive, that you bless them in a mighty, mighty way with abundant living and great good times. We thank you, Father, for what they're doing in the kingdom. And we give you glory, we give you honor, we give you praise. And we ask you to bless Sister Lil Killings, who will be on at 9 o'clock. And brothers and sisters, you have to dial back in to hear our sister Lil Killings at 9 o'clock. Until then, Father, we give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In the sweet, precious name of Jesus, who is the Christ. And everybody in agreement simply said, amen, amen, and amen. Y'all have a great night. God bless you. We'll see you here again next week at this time. God bless you. Good night.